Well, that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Special congratulations this week go to Black Spear Productions. Their version of Hamlet, which runs for one more week at the Shaw Theater, is all sold out. If you didn't get your tickets, it's too late. Well done to the Spear Twins and Hamlet. Good on ya. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, you can take it and send it to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica are here with Femme Concept. And don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar, the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
Thanks to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
It may as well have been forgotten, or did it simply slip your mind? Is that my heart there splitting open? I guess it just fell to the side. I've tried my best to keep you smiling. Maybe it's been all in vain, but I would try a million times, my dear. Tell me, would you do the same? One could say it's complicated love, like nothing they've seen before. or simply that it is a thought we share. Forever it must be ignored. If you really love me, there's no way to tell. I'm always arriving when you say farewell. In all of my dreams, we are husband and wife. I'll never forget you all of my life. I'll never forget you all of my life. I'll never forget you all of my life.
All right. You are listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9. It is Friday, as always, when we're here. And you just heard a song called May As Well by Angel Olsen. Just was released this week as a track on her Burn Your Fire for No Witness Deluxe Edition. So... yeah, nice to see her releasing some new stuff. I guess she's kind of been pretty active these days. And
she's been touring all over the place.
I know, but she needs to come back here. She needs to come here like once a month. I would be...
She actually played in Victoria this summer, but she didn't play Vancouver. Contemplated taking the ferry. I know somebody who took the ferry from Vancouver just to go see her, and they rode the ferry with her, but they didn't have the courage to go up to her on the ferry. I got really mad when I heard this story, but anyways.
Oh my gosh, I think I remember you telling me that story. That's devastating.
I know.
I don't know what you would say. You'd just be like, bye.
Maybe that's why she didn't go. Maybe not.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, so... We thought we had a theme, except I forgot about it, so it's not really that themey today. But today, tonight, there is a beer garden at the Norm Theater,
yes.
On behalf of the UBC Film Society and CITR.
Yes.
And they're playing School of Rock.
Excellent
which
film.
Will be so great. Totally forgot it existed, so I'm super stoked about that. And that there are going to be three bands playing as well.
Chris Goodchild playing at the beginning at 7:30, and then at intermission we have two student bands, Atsy and The Scuffs. So tickets are available at the door at the Norm Theater, which is in the sub out at UBC. So yeah, you should come.
Yeah, it'll be so great, and everybody's going to be probably saying all the lines, and
as normally happens, it's a cool movie experience, because everybody yells at the screen. It's not like regular movies when you have to be really quiet.
Yeah, and I was talking to some people about this film, and like it's kind of like cult classic-y a little bit, in the sense for us, like
our
I feel like
group.
Not like it's not Rocky Horror Picture Show or anything like that.
No,
but it definitely kind of resonates as one of those movies.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyways, back to my whole thing on the theme. There is no theme. That's
theme
the moral.
There,
there the theme is that there is no theme. I think we've said that before, but we'll just stick with it as kind of our little thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So up next, I'm going to play an artist called Julie Dwaron. I think that's how you say it. And she is a musician from New Brunswick. And I recently heard her through the Facebook caverns, and she's fantastic. So it's nice to have some CanCon out there of somebody who is great. And she kind of reminds me of Courtney Barnett, which we played on our very first show a while ago. So this song is called Spill Your Lungs, and it is off her album, I Can Wonder What You Did Last Night.
joke that you would steal my wallet and you would laugh and you'd say, no, I wouldn't. We could spend
talking, 'cause it's been a long time.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
The media should strive to hold corporations, government, and institutions accountable to the Canadian public. Today, what is most shocking is what Canadians are not being told, what journalists cannot report on, and how opportunities for citizens to speak out are being routinely shut down. Whether it be muzzled scientists, policing of protest, digital surveillance, or disrespect for the democratic process, the threat to free debate and political participation is clear. This November 7th to 8th, Media Democracy Days 2014 will tackle these threats head-on with a series of workshops and panels featuring
keynote speakers Michael Geist, copyright expert and specialist on internet freedom, Riley Yeo, community engagement specialist at openmedia.ca, Kai Nagata, energy and democracy director at Dogwood Initiative.
Look online at 2014.mediademocracydays.ca for registration and information about our events. Brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. My name is Erica.
My name is Eleanor.
And we're playing some tunes today.
Yes.
And yeah, getting pretty real in here. So those songs that you just heard, the songs that you just heard was called, let me just find it here.
Lady Daydream?
No, it was... First Love Never Die by Soko.
Nice.
And before that was Lady Daydream by Twin Sister. And then before that was Spill Your Lungs, you're spelt Y-E-R, by Julie Dwaron. And she is the one that is from New Brunswick.
Nice.
Yeah. Also, that ad that we just played, we're just talking about how voting is coming up.
It is. So... I think the pre-voting... So the public vote for Vancouver, so the municipal election, I think is it municipal?
It's the municipal election,
yes.
Yeah.
Or civic.
Civic, I think it's, I think you can say civic, well, civic municipal election. So for those of you who don't know, voting for the mayor of Vancouver and 10 councillors for Vancouver City Council. And then the 7 park board commissioners for the Vancouver Boards of Park and Recreation and 9 school trustees for the Vancouver School Board.
Yeah.
So I guess you can vote.
There's pre-voting happening now, and then the actual voting day is Saturday, November 15th. So there's a lot of really good candidates, and I'd really encourage everybody to go find out information that you can and then go, you know, make your voice count.
Yeah, and it's super accessible. Like, I think that a lot of people think that it's really challenging to figure out what people's platforms are, but even there's, like, I see, like, advertisements on the internet and stuff of, well, not advertisements, but people's kind of little blips about what they're advocating for or what their platform is, and it's, like, usually just a few bullet points, and if any of those things you feel like should be
important.
Addressed...
Yes.
It's kind of easy to just go for it and vote. It's so easy. There's so many places you can vote.
Do it.
So everybody should do that. All right. So to carry the show along on this Friday, which is also sunny.
Beautiful. It's supposed to be nice next week too, actually.
I know. God, I'm so happy I can actually bike without having a racing stripe up my back. It's so great. Feel pretty happy about that. And yeah, so get outside, guys. And also when it's sunny and then the leaves are all yellow.
It's beautiful.
There's just nothing quite like it. All right. So next, we are going to play this band called Tassiomancy. They are Canadian. They are sisters who are from Toronto and moved to Halifax.
Yes.
And they opened for the band Timber Tambor, pardon me.
Yes.
Actually, my roommate Emily showed me them, and they are beautiful. So this song is called Diana, and it's off their album Ula Loom.
Ooh, in my cellar. For these beasts are not cleansed for the slaughter, and they've taken more than they have given, and would need for this blood and this fire. Soon your crops, they will ride this dark season.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM, Friday, November 7th. My name's Eleanor.
My name's Erica.
Hanging out here at UBC. What was the song we just listened to?
The song we just listened to was What Can I Do by Scout Niblett. And that was from her album It's Up to Emma from 2013. And
she's from Ontario, you said? Or she?
No, Scout Niblett is not from Ontario. She is from England.
She
produces out of Portland.
Oh.
And then before that, we were listening to Tassio Mansi, and their song was called Diana off their album Ulaloom, and those are the girls that are from Halifax, Toronto.
Sweet.
And went to Halifax. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, super cool.
Yeah, so if you're just joining us, we have about 20 minutes left. Going to play some rock and roll in honor of the School of Rock Beer Garden and Film screening tonight at the Norm Theater. CITR is putting it on with Film Society. So we got some good stuff lined up for you. The first, the song I'm going to play now is actually a band that is playing in Shindig next week, which is another CITR event, our Battle of the Bands. It's been going on for a few weeks now, and it's been pretty good so far. So if you haven't made it out yet, I would encourage you to do so. Tuesday nights at the Hindenburg, which is down in kind of Gastown area. And this week we have Malk as well as Double Standards and Speller all playing, and host of the Burrow, Andy Resto, is going to be DJing between bands, so all the more reason to go this Tuesday. So we're going to listen to a song by Malk called Sour Cream. We'll be right back.
know what a Martian looks like when a Martian's on a poster. Take me to your dealer, to take me to her supplier, to take me straight to the reefer, and take me back to the fire. Either that or bring it to me, but either way I'm gonna need at least about 5,000 doobies. Doing donuts in the drop top saucer and marijuana crops. Mel Gibson in the kitchen trying to chop my fingers off.
Courtney's. That was a song, Mars Attack, featuring Young Brazed, a new single that they just put out. Courtney's our band from Vancouver, and they are playing tonight at the Fox Cabaret, doing a little single record release show. They are doing 7 inches that are hot pink, I think, and also like glow in the dark neon orange or something. So if you go to the show, you can pick one of those up. That song also was featuring Vancouver rapper Young Brazed, who will also be there tonight to perform and DJ, along with Bobby Drano. So yeah, you should go check that out. As I mentioned, it's a late show because before at the Fox, Frankie Rose and Cold Beat are going to be doing the early show, and I'm going to play some stuff from them in a minute here. Before we listen to the Courtneys, we heard from U.S. Girls. That was the song Slim Baby off of their album Gem. And before that, it was Malk with the song Sour Cream. And Malk will be playing for CITR's Shindig on Tuesday. So, yeah, my name is Eleanor. This is Femme Concept. Erica had to take off, go to class. But thanks for tuning in. We will be back next Friday at 1, as always. Stay tuned in for Radio Zero, which is up next, followed by Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30, and then the news at 5 o'clock. So, yeah, I'm going to end with some Cold Beat, a track from her latest album, The track is called Out of Time and the album is called Over Me. And then after that, we'll play some stuff from Skinny Girl Diet, the song called Spooky. I hope you all have a fantastic weekend. I hope to see some of you at the School of Rock movie tonight at the Norm Theater. Otherwise, take it easy.
I'm not afraid to die. gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
Starting this weekend, UBC basketball is back on CITR. On Friday, November 7th, the men's and women's teams kick off their regular season against a longtime rival. At 6 p.m., the number 2 ranked women's team is in action against the Victoria Vikes in the first of a 2-game series. The men's team tips off at 8, and both games can be heard on 101.9 FM. On Saturday, the men's hockey team is back home to take on the Calgary Dinos. Currently in 4th place in the conference, the T-Birds will look to gain some ground on the 2nd place Dinos. Puck drop is at 7 p.m. on CITR.ca. You just gotta love sports.
Full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack?